This one is sort of a little project I do on the side. I have like a sort of electronic or eclectic music experimental moniker. I call myself Zach Smith the Blacksmith, but I use these guys a lot. We sort of play together on these tracks. So this one's kind of like electronica party song a little bit.
And, all right. What's it called?
It's called Lady Futura.
All right, so you're listening to Piano Rag on Is Good on killradio.org. And we're back with Piano Rag on Is Good on killradio.org. So that was sort of the another face of Piano Rag. I noticed on your MySpace you also have a remix of one of your tracks. Tell me about having your music remixed.
We actually, this guy Michael, or Mikhail, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, because we've only known each other through MySpace and emails. He emailed us, and he lives in North Carolina. And he asked if he could remix Common. So I was like, sure, and it sounded pretty good to me, so we put it up on the page.
Do you think there must be something about Piano Rag music that kind of lends itself to being remixed?
Well, I think all of us, we all listen to, you know, a fair amount of hip-hop, believe it or not, you know. But so, I mean, I don't know if people just can hear that in our music, and there's definitely, like, a prominent backbeat that, like, lends itself to that type of music and remixing, so...
Now, it looks like somebody got your banjo angry and Incredible Hulked into another instrument.
Yeah.
What do you have there?
Now I have a resonator here.
And what is that?
It's basically a guitar, but it has a tin cone in it, and it kind of resonates. And it was, I guess, you know, as far as history goes, it was one of the first electric guitars that they used down in the South and to compete with, you know, all the brass instruments in a jazz band.
Are you guys ready to dive into another live song?
What are we going to do?
We are ready. This is a Paul Fuller original known as Brush Creek.
We're going to do it in D.
Do we play it in D?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right, in D it is. Indeed.
Yeah, this tune goes out to all the Kern River folks if they're listening. It's called Brush Creek.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Piano Rag.
Yeah.
where can people get Piano Rag music if they want some?
Well, we got an EP that will be coming out by Christmas time, so it looks like it'll be a great stocking stuffer.
We're recording at Beta Fish Studios in Santa Monica. It's a really cool new studio that opened up. Beta Fish is also going to release our EP because he's such a nice guy.
So is the idea that you put together an EP and then down the line have a full length and release it?
Yeah, I mean, basically we agreed it would be better to kind of get the EP out real quick because we think we can finish the recording process in probably under a week. We're going to start this coming week and kind of shop it around and see what comes of it, and then hopefully make a full album.
It's kind of like you're trying to tell me a secret.
Don't tell anybody that.
So it's going to be available, I guess, CD Baby, iTunes, the regular places?
Yes, it will be on iTunes.
Definitely.
Right, and in the meantime, people can go to Piano Rag, myspace.com/PianoRag to get more.
There's four free downloads, but they're very low fidelity. So, but they are free.
And you know, the real website is on the way, so just stay tuned.
And where are you guys gigging out next?
We have a show this coming Sunday. Was it September 24th? A friend of a friend is putting on this festival in Griffith Park. It's called Folk in the Park. There's like a map and all the info at www.folkinthepark.com. Shameless promotion! And yeah, it's a bunch of bands are playing. It starts at 2, and I think we go on around 3:15. And it's just, there's no electricity at all, so it's all acoustic folk and, you know, country bluegrass bands. It should be pretty cool.
Is there a cover?
No cover. It's free.
Free!
Awesome. Free. By the way, if you're listening live and you want to be able to hear it again, or if you want to share it with someone later, this whole interview will be available for download. You can just go to myspace.com/thisisgood to get it. It'll be up in a couple hours from now.
The phone hasn't rung in a while. I'm getting a little hurt.
I ripped it out of the wall.
Oh,
it was... they're cramping my style.
It was ringing off the hook. We got too many fans in Washington, D.C.
Exactly. What about other instruments? You've already played two, and we have the bass and the saxophone. Do you guys like to bring in a lot of different instruments and change up the sound?
I think when we play live, it's really fun to experiment. Sometimes I'll play electric bass, and Zach will hop on drums, and Jacob will stay with, you know, the flute, clarinet, or saxophone. And, you know, we'll bring up guest stars like Lee Ferris and a whole, you know, whoever's got an instrument handy and wants to play.
Now, are there any other acts that are, I mean, I know there's nobody doing groovegrass, but are there any other acts in the LA community that are doing, a similar kind of vibe that you feel that, you'd like to perform with, I don't want to say competition, but, right. You know, like rock bands,
someone
it's easy to form
vein,
collectives,
yeah.
Because they just get together, they have similar tastes in music, and they can kind of support each other's music. Are you guys feel like you're kind of alone because of
I'm
your
feeling pretty
style?
Lonely.
We do play a lot of shows, like Paul mentioned, with Lee Ferris. He'll have a show at like O'Brien's in Santa Monica, and we'll jump on the back end of the evening there, and just it's fun to get up and play. Sometimes he's a local singer songwriter, also a really great jazz guitarist. But aside from that, we tend to, I don't know, I can't really think of anybody that.
Where are you?
Yeah. Find us, please.
All right, what about, how far can you go with Piano Rag? Where do you see, let's say everything continues to go your way, where do you envision Piano Rag in a couple of years?
Europe, baby.
Are you guys going to go tour, for example? That's a good, you know.
Yeah, we would love to, if, you know.
If Europe will have
Jacob
it.
Has to quit his job, though.
That's right, he does.
I think people would dig our sound in Europe, because it's a very eclectic mix of music, and... It's a little bit of everything, so it's not like stuck to one genre. So I think, I don't know, Europe would be the place to go, or like college circuits, you know.
But do you see yourselves as, selling thousands, millions of CDs, cover of Jazz Magazine or something like that? Or do you kind of envision yourselves as staying, you know, well-loved with a solid audience, but kind of in an underground way?
That's kind of how we imagine it, I guess. We have a small, very small write-up, 25 words in a magazine called Relics in the month of November, which is, it sort of caters to improvisational music and music like on the college scene, like a lot of like roots kind of music. So that's kind of, I guess, where we want to be. So I don't know. If somebody wants to put us on the cover of Downbeat or something, that would be cool too.
We'll take anything we can get.
We'll clean your house for you.
Well, can I squeeze another song out of you guys?
Oh, definitely. Sure. What are we going to do?
Let's do
Hotness. Yeah. So we'll do one more. And this one we'll give credit to Jacob Levy. It's called The Hotness.
Well, thank you.
He even named it. Because he plays real hot on this one.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Piano Rag. Together a jazz song, do you think about it being about something specific, like you're telling a story about someone that you know or an experience that you had, or is jazz more about trying to capture an emotion or a vibe, or is it just whatever grooves?
I don't know. I think Jacob should feel this one. This is his tune mostly.
I think it's more about, I start with an idea, like just one lick, whether it's like a couple notes, a bar, two bars. And then I play with that. You know, it's kind of like blues, actually. It's like call and response. You come up with one phrase, and then you're like, if somebody spoke that, what would the response be? You know? So you say one thing, and then it's like, it's kind of like I'm talking to myself. It's like, you say one thing, and then I got to come up with a response.
What are you talking about, Jacob?
What am I talking about? That's a good question.
He's like a schizophrenic with an instrument.
Nice.
You know, and... Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's just like I'm having a conversation with these guys, and I make a statement, and I want to see what they have to say. So it's kind of like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, sweet music.
Is this modern music? And do you think jazz kind of sort of had its heyday, and people who are doing jazz now are trying to revive it, or did it never die out, and just constantly redefines itself?
I mean, basically what we're doing is just, it's American music. I mean, everything that we draw from really, I mean, influenced everything, rock and blues and jazz. I mean, it's all there. And I mean, really, music, it's just a feeling. It's that soul, and we're taking it from around the world and just kind of being who we are, and we're letting that speak through our music.
And even to some extent, I feel like more than jazz, we're sort of redefining what folk music is, because I feel like this is folk music for the most part. It's music for people in that sense. It's not like traditional folk music, but it's hopefully something visceral that people they feel it and they like it.
And I think it's pretty accessible because of that.
Do you think that there's something missing in modern music? Maybe you guys are filling a void somehow?
It's soul, baby.
Yeah, I think modern music is kind of overproduced for the most part. We like it gritty and rough and dirty, but maybe that's just us.
Oh, that's what the show is all about, folks.
like Paul hasn't showered in 2 days.
Is that what that smell is? I see.
That's
okay.
Gritty banjo playing.
Well, I was going to let you guys get away with that being the closing act, but we have just a few more minutes. If you want to do one more song, if you can pull it out of your back pocket, you're more
this
than welcome to.
This is a brand new one. Zach, why don't you introduce it?
Brand new one. It's called Monster Strut. And speaking of dirty, this pretty much defines it.
Was dirty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go take a shower. What is that? You had the edge of what looks like a beer bottle or something on your finger. Explain that to me.
This is Paul. I mean, back in the day when they wanted to make that slide sound happen, they used knives and beer bottles, and this is just the top of the wine bottle cut off, and it's filed down, and it gives that. A nice little slide sound.
Nice. All right. Well, once again, everyone should go see you perform live. What is it? That's Sunday, right? The 24th?
Sunday the 24th.
At, what is it called? Folk in the Park Festival. That sounds kind of dirty, too, actually. Everybody will be out there folking all over the place. That's at Griffith Park. You can get more information at myspace.com/pianorag. And, of course, you can download this whole interview and listen to it until you can't stand it anymore by going to myspace.com/thisisgood or isgoodmusic.com. Paul, Zach, Jacob, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. don't know, is it appropriate to say to a jazz trio that you rock? Maybe I should come up with a new term for it. You groove. It's groove grass. Thank you so much for coming in. Take care.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.